What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is going to be a super duper quick video. I just want to say thank you to everybody in the MGTOW community for helping me get the restaurant going. I'm actually back. That's my damn generator. That's a really loud ass generator. Let me get the hell away from here. So I gotta get a new generator one of these days. That's a loud motherfucker right there. Anyway, guys, so I just wanted to say that Egyptian shawarma is operating on two different continents at the same time. Let me say that one more time. Egyptian shawarma, guys, is operating on two different continents on the same time because of the MGTOW community. So I'm back here in Florida for a doctor's appointment. I'm also seeing if the food truck can be operated again. Let's see what we have on the menu today, okay, guys? Let's see what we have on the menu. That's our competition over there. Let's see what we have on the menu, okay? Today, guys, because I just came back from Colombia a couple of days ago, we have a large shawarma for $15, baklava for $5. We're at a kava bar, so we don't do drinks for today. So what do you guys think? Large shawarma? What do you guys think? A large shawarma in this for $15. What do you guys think? You know, I drove like 50 miles to be here, so gotta make up for the gas money, right? So what do you guys think? $15 for a large shawarma? That's my shawarma chicken over there, guys. That's what we do in Colombia. So as you guys can see, thanks to the MGTOW community, I got a restaurant in Colombia. Obviously, I got this one over here. I'm actually in Palm Beach. Hammerhand actually is back living in Palm Beach. He said one of these days he's gonna come up and taste my shawarma, you know. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to say super quick that this is because of you guys, okay? That restaurant, my parents bought the food truck for me, but the money to buy the food and get it started up again, that's you guys. My restaurant out in Colombia in Medellin, guys, that's you guys. The restaurant in Medellin is actually paying for itself. It's just missing marketing material, that's all. If any of you guys still want to help out, Fundocrat is still open. If we raise like $1,000 more, I already had a donation of over $1,000 come in a couple of days ago. So as of right now, guys, our restaurant in Medellin is out of trouble. Not that it wasn't trouble, I mean financial trouble, not like trouble like they're gonna shut us down, but financial trouble. Nevertheless, we still need marketing material, logos, stuff like that for our restaurant in Medellin. If any of you guys want to help out, you can email me privately here on MGTOW TV, or you can donate to Fundocrat. $1,000, that's it. Medellin will be good, and I can come back here to America and try to get this food truck started here in America. I know Shane was asking me, why did this not work in America? I'm actually gonna be making a video about that later. But again, guys, this is just a really quick video. I just wanted to show you guys that if it wasn't for the MGTOW community, this truck would not be here today. All right, guys, talk to you later, peace.